And we're back here on a Wednesday night, ready for the boys' game from Putnam County. And tonight's sponsors include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, north of Memphis. It's 7:53, 41 degrees our current temperature, and let's take you to Unionville with the boys' game and the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Thanks, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to Putnam County High School. It is the boys' turn, and let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, the Princeton Tigers. It'll be Luke Kelly at 5'10", a senior. Kelby Thomas, 5'7", a sophomore. Logan Smith, 6', a senior. Talon Holt, 6'1", a sophomore. And Jaden Finney at 6'4", and a junior. Luke Kelly, Kelby Thomas, Logan Smith, Talon Holt, and Jaden Finney. And the Tigers go 5'10", 5'7", 6', 6'1", and 6'4", 8, and 13, and coached by Damon Collins. It's senior night again at Putnam County, so it'll be Jaden Wyatt, a senior, Lance Fowler, a senior, Zach Heidenwood, a senior, Gage Pearson, a senior, and Landon Wood, a senior. And the Putnam County Midgets, coached by Kyle Fleischman, and the Midgets come in with a record of 17-1. So the Princeton Tigers, again, first time I've got to see Princeton all year long, and kind of impressed with the girls. I'd still say, we talked about it last night, Dave, and you don't have to answer me, but I think it's going to be Princeton, the fourth seed on the girls' side, and Putnam County will get to 5. Is what I'm saying right now. I think no matter what happens as far as the district goes in this ball game, Putnam County's still going to get the number one seed. Princeton, they probably looking at a 4, I would say. A 4. Well, Camden probably going to be the 6. Then you got, okay, we got to have a 3rd seed, so it might be Princeton, depends on how they look tonight. And then Scotland, Skyler, probably the 4 or 5, either way that goes. So Princeton has been introduced. The lights go out, and I'll be back with a play-by-play in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Look, money's tight right now. You sure don't need to get hit with a big unexpected repair bill. What if your car breaks down today? Could you pay the bill? If it's the transmission, that's over $3,000. Your engine, up to $6,000. Even minor repairs can hit your wallet hard. Here's the good news. If you have a car, truck, or SUV that's 1999 or newer, you can stop paying for repairs today. That's right, with Protect My Car, when your car breaks down, they pay the repair bill for you. Just call 800-658-6871 now to get protected. Protect My Car pays your engine, transmission, air conditioning, suspension repairs, and more. Call 800-658-6871 to get your car protected before the next repair bill hits. Call 800-658-6871 today and get free roadside assistance, free towing, free car rental, and free oil changes. Call Protect My Car today, 800-658-6871, and never pay for car repairs again. Call 800-658-6871.
And welcome back, everybody, to Putnam County High Schools. Both teams have been introduced. We're set to play basketball. 17-1, Putnam County. 8-13 will be the Princeton Tigers. And it's going to be Lance Fowler, the jump center, against Jaden Finney for Putnam, Princeton. I'll get them mixed up. I did in the girls' game. Crowd on their feet. As the ball is up tip, it's controlled by Lance Fowler. Gets it to Wyatt. Wyatt will bring it across the timeline. 2-3 zone for Princeton. Fowler has it on the left wing. Out pops Heidenwood, top of the key. Back to Fowler in the right corner. Fowler gets it back to Wyatt, top of the key. Now Heidenwood off the right wing for 3. No good. Fowler comes off the rebound, goes right back up with it. Missed the shot, but due to foul. As the foul is going to be on Logan Smith, and Smith picks up his first foul. So Lee Heidenwood to inbound underneath his own basket. Heidenwood looks for somebody, gets it in to Landon Wood. Wood turns, puts it up, no good. rebound off the hands of Gage Pearson, and Kelby Thomas comes away with it. Gives it to a hold across the timeline. Now Finney on the left wing. Finney tries to get it inside to Smith. Threw it right at Landon Wood. Gives it to Jaden Wyatt. To the right wing, he goes to Heidenwisk. Gives it to the left wing to Lance Fowler. To the top of the key. Now Heidenwisk on the right wing. Lob underneath the Wood. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Logan Smith. And that's his second. Second foul on Logan Smith. As Heidenwisk will inbound underneath his own basket. As Heidenwisk gets the ball out to Jaden Wyatt between the two circles. Now bad pass and knocked away by Kelby Thomas. Thomas drives off the right wing, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound put back up by Logan Smith. Smith with 2 points. Brace by Princeton. Lance Fowler in the backcourt to Wyatt. Wyatt still in the backcourt. Through Fowler, gets it across to Landon Wood. Wood will take it through the hoop, lays it up, missed it, but he drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Talon Holt. So Holt picks up his first foul, and Landon Wood will get to the line and shoot two shots. His first shot by Wood is up, missed it, off the heel of the rim, as Wood will have his second free throw. Now, one of the Princeton kids has to tie the shoelace, so that's the hold up here. Now, Landon Wood toes the line, eyes it, fires it, and got it. 1 point for Landon Wood, 2-1. Princeton with the lead across the timeline, Talon Holt. Holt will bring it across the timeline, bounce pass to Kelly on the left wing, tried to get it inside, and the pass slapped out of bounds by Putnam County. So it will be Kelby Thomas to inbound underneath his own basket. Thomas looks for somebody, gets it to Holt in the left corner, dribbles the left wing, and walks with it. So the turnover gives it right back to Putnam County. Gage Pearson will inbound on the near sideline. Now it's going to be Heidenwood. Frazier by Princeton. Lance Fowler with the basketball. Gets it ahead to Wyatt. As Wyatt down the far sideline. Gets it inside to Landon Wood. Lays it up. Got it. Everything goes through Landon Wood. 3 points for Wood, and it's a 3-2 Putnam County lead. As with the basketball, Kelby Thomas between the two circles. To Kelly between the two circles. Now Holt on the left wing. Skips it to the right wing to Thomas. As they get it inside, shots put up, no good by Finney. It's blocked by Gage Pearson, and here comes Lance Fowler to the basket, puts it up, no good, but Wyatt has it, puts it back up and in. 2 points for Jaden Wyatt. 5-2, Putnam with the lead. Holt brings it across the timeline, gives it to Thomas on the right wing. Driving the baseline was Logan Smith. Now he's cut off, takes it back out in the right corner. Kelby Thomas brings it out between the two circles to Holt. Holt, left side of the circle, tried to kick it out to Kelly in the left corner. Batted out of bounds by Putnam County. It'll be Tiger basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket as Kelby Thomas will trigger. As Thomas looks for somebody, still looks for somebody, gets the ball to Smith. Smith on the left side of the circle, now three put up by Luke Kelly. No good. This on a foul, and the foul is going to be on Logan Smith, and all of a sudden he has three. So three fouls on Logan Smith. Fowler will inbound to Heidenwick, back to Fowler. Pressure by Princeton. Fowler looks for Heidenwick, now gets it over to Wyatt, back to Lance Fowler. Fowler dribbles through a double team and a whistle and a foul. Well, maybe on Kelby Thomas it will be. Well, Kelby Thomas picks up the foul. That's his first fourth team foul against Princeton in the first 3 minutes. Fowler on the far sideline, inbounds to Wyatt. Wyatt back to Fowler on the left wing. Inside to Gage Pearson, left side of the circle. Back to Heidenwood, top of the key. Fowler on the left wing. Jump pass over to Wyatt on the right wing. Wyatt gets it inside to Pearson. Pearson lost it. Saves it in bounds. Go right to Lance Fowler. Gets it inside to Wood. Now to Pearson off glass, got it. Give the assist to Landon Wood. 2 points for Gage Pearson. Oh, gets the ball to Thomas on the right wing. Out pops Kelly between the two circles. Kelly back to Thomas. Thomas tried to get it down to Smith. Smith saves it inbounds, but right to Lance Fowler, and he gets it back to Jaden Wyant. Wyant to the right wing. Now Pearson on the right baseline. Kicks it back out to Heidenwith. Steps into a three. Bullseye. Zach Heidenwith with 3 points. We have a timeout on the floor. 4:12 left to play in the first quarter. It's Putnam County 10, Princeton 2. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
Niemer is a participating provider.
And back at Putnam County High School as Mason Morris checks in. And Logan Smith checks out for the Tigers. So Shelby Thomas across the timeline. Gets it to Kelly on the left wing. Now inside, chops foot up by Morris. No good. Fight for the rebound. A whistle. And evidently a foul against Putnam County. They're going to call it on. 14 to Owen Rain back in the ball game, picked up his first foul. As inbound pass goes into the paint to Talon Hole, puts up the shot, and he's fouled, and foul's going to be on Zach Heidenwith. That's his first foul. So Talon Hole will go to the line, and he'll shoot a pair. Looking for his first points of the game. Shot up, got it. First point for Talon Holt. It's 10-3. Putnam with the lead. 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter. As Holt eyes it, fires it, missed it, and off of the rebound comes Gage Pearson. Pearson gives it to Fowler. Fowler will bring it across the timeline to Pearson at the high post. Kicks it out to Ream. He'll try a three on the way. Bullseye! Just in the ball game, and Owen Ream has three. 10 points. Putnam lead as Morris gets it outside. As Luke Kelly tries a three. In and out, no good. Landon with the rebound. Fowler gives it to Ream. Ream lost it. Saves it in the Fowler. Now Heiden was turned for three. Bullseye! 6 points for Zach Heiden with. Across the timeline, Holt. Holt. Gets the ball inside to Morris. Kicks it out to Thomas. Now three on the way. Out of the corner by Talon Holt. No good. Rebound. Tipped around. Out with it against Heidenwith. Now Ream stops. Pops and 10. No good. Heidenwith with the rebound. Kicks it. Goes back out into the corner. Gets it to Wood. A whistle and a foul. As the foul's probably going to be on Thomas, it will be. So two fouls on Kelby Thomas. As in the ball game. Well, Putnam County. As soon as I find number 20, Trace Riediger. Riediger gets the ball inbounds to Wood. Missed the first one, got it, put it up, and then the second time around and drew the foul. As the foul is going to be on Kelby Thomas. So Trace Riediger in the ball game. Somehow I missed him. But I'll take care of it. So Trace Riediger. As Thomas, Landon Wood makes the free throw, and he has 6 points. 19-3 as Morris. Gets the ball to Kelly and puts up the shot. No good. And off of the rebound comes Fowler. And Fowler gets the ball out on the right wing to Heidenwith. Now Ream will drive the baseline. Lays it up. Got it. Owen Ream with 5 points. 21-3. Putnam County is the lead as Luke Kelly gets the ball down on the baseline to Feeney. Feeney to Holt, tries a three from the right wing, no good. And Owen Ream off the rebound as Ream will bring it across the timeline, walked with it. So a turnover gives it back to Princeton as Noel Scheffler will check in. Also in the ball game, Clay Evans. And Holt will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it to Evans. As Evans will walk the ball across the timeline. Now he'll make a move to the free throw line. The Moore is at the free throw line. Holt has it on the left wing. Holt gives it back to Evans. Evans to the right wing. As that goes to Scheffler. Now the free throw line to Finney. Finney lost the ball, loose on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball. And alternating possession stays with Princeton. 1:49 left to play in the first quarter. As Evans will inbound underneath his own basket. Three-pointer out of the right corner, no good. And off of the rebound, Finney. Turn, put up a little baby hook. Well, didn't get it, but he drew the foul. Foul's going to be on Jaden Wyant. So Wyant picks up his first foul. And at the line will be Jaden Finney. As Finney looks for his first points of the ball game. First shot up, no good. 1:44 left to play in the first quarter. 21-3, Putnam County with a lead. As Finney, next shot on the way off the heel of the rim, no good. Rediger off of the rebound. Gives it to Wyant. And Wyant around the top of the key to Heidenreth for three. Bullseye! 9 points for Zach Heidenreth. 24-3. As Putnam County will lead Evans. Tried to get the ball to Moore, stolen away by Landon Wood. Wyant at the top of the key. Now they give to Landon Wood, dotted line. Tried to get it into Rediger. And off Rediger's hand and out of bounds. So it'll be Princeton basketball as Landon Wood will check out. And back in the ball game will come Gage Pearson. With the basketball is Scheffler. Bad pass, stolen away by Owen Ream. Takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 7 points for Owen Ream. 26-3 as Evan takes it to the left wing. Kicks it back out to Holt between the two circles. Holt, right side of the circle, tried to get it out to Scheffler. And Scheffler went one way, the pass went the other way, and it'll be Putnam County basketball. Back comes Luke Kelly, and out of the ball game will come Jaden Finney. 44 seconds left to play in the first quarter. As Trace Rediger will bring it in from the far sideline, gives it to Jaden Wyant. Now foul is top of the key to Ream at the top of the key, and Ream ball faked, walked with it. So Princeton has it with 35 seconds left to play in the first quarter. 26-3, Putnam County with a lead. As Evans will bring it across the timeline. Evans to the left wing goes to Kelly. They get it inside to Scheffler. Stands out to the left corner. Evans on the left wing. Now Holt for three on the way. No good. And Fowler had the rebound taken by Kelly. Ball away, 10-footer, got it. Nice shot by Luke Kelly. 26-5 as Fowler gets the ball to Ream. Now back to Fowler on the right wing. Fowler gets it inside to Gage Pearson. Pearson to Fowler. Fowler off glass, got it. 2 points for Lance Fowler, and that's into the first quarter with the score. Putnam County 28 and Princeton 10. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports. It's all about you.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand you work hard, and we work hard to serve you. From checking and savings accounts to CDs, IRAs, and several loan options, we offer a variety of products and services to fit your banking needs. Come in and visit with our helpful associates to better serve you. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Putnam County High School. We start the second quarter of this boys' game. Right now, it's all Putnam County as Putnam County. I think I said it's 28-10. It's 28-5. Putnam County with the lead. And Putnam County will have the basketball as Owen Ream will trigger. Ream to Jaden Wyatt. And Wyatt will bring it across the timeline to Ream on the left wing. Now Wyatt will dribble around the top of the key, gives it to Ream. He'll try a three out of the right corner. No good. And rebound goes out of bounds off Luke Kelly. So Putnam County will inbound underneath their own basket as Owen Ream will trigger. Ream slaps the basketball, looks for somebody, gets it in, tried to get it to Riediger, and is almost stolen away by Shepler. He goes out of bounds with it. So it'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds on the far sideline as Owen Ream will trigger. Gets it to Wyatt on the left wing. Fowler has it between the two circles. And now Ream in the right corner inside to Gage Pearson. And Pearson lost that ball. Pass away by Shepler to Holt. Holt to the top of the key. Now pass is stolen away by Wyatt. Takes it to the hoop. Would miss the layup. And Holt off the rebound. Gets it to Evans. Evans put it up. No good. Blocked by Wyatt. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Princeton basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Evans will inbound. Looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Gets it to Kelly in the right corner. Now Morris, he'll try a three. On the way. No good. And Riediger off the rebound. To Lance Fowler. Fowler gives it to Wyatt. Wyatt brings it across the timeline to Pearson. Down the right block. Now three on the way. Bullseye. Owen Ream with 10 points. 31-5. Putnam was the lead as Evans gives it to Holt. Holt just takes it to the right wing. Holt looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody to throw it to. As he gets it to Kelly. Now Kelly makes a bad pass. Taken by Riediger to Wyatt. Wyatt back to Riediger. Saves it in bounds, but right to Luke Kelly. We go the other way. Holt cut off on the right baseline. Gets it back out to Evans. Evans looks for help. Bad pass taken by Wyatt. Gives it to Riediger. Puts it up. Got it. Trace Riediger with 2 points. 33-5. Putnam with the lead. Princeton with the basketball. Holt will bring it across the timeline. Holt out to Evans on the left wing. Left side of the circle. Goes to Shepler. Had it stolen away by Wyatt. Wyatt to the house. Lays it up and got it. 4 points for Jaden Wyatt. And now Princeton wants a timeout. 6:03 left to play in the first half. Putnam County 35. Princeton 5. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. I don't know about you, but my car could use a few upgrades. I mean, the 8-inch tear in the driver's seat does have sentimental value since my butt has molded to fit it, but I'm ready to move on. My solution? eBay Motors. They've got all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, from seat covers to whole new seats. When I get that new seat, I think I'll put the old one in the living room, right next to the minivan seats, or as we call it, the sectional. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
The Beatles are headed to IMAX for entertainment tonight. I'm Kevin Frazier with What to Watch. JoJo lived his home. The Beatles' 1969 concert on the rooftop of Apple Records Savile Row headquarters makes its debut as a 60-minute IMAX feature. Get back. The rooftop concert is in theaters now. This report brought to you by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. For entertainment tonight, I'm Kevin Frazier.
Six minutes left to play in the first half of this boys' game. 35-5, Putnam County with the lead as Evans with the basketball for Princeton. To Kelly on the left wing. Try to lob underneath to Finney, and it's stolen away by Lance Fowler. Fowler goes to the hoop, puts it up and got it. 4 points to Lance Fowler. 37-5 at Evan. Gets it over to Scheffler. Free throw line at Holt. Puts up the 15-footer, missed it. And Owen Ream off the rebound. As Owen Ream across the timeline to Fowler, top of the key, takes it down the right lane. Fans back out, now gets it inside to Landon Wood. Wood will put the shot up and got it. 8 points for Landon Wood. 39-5 as Evans will bring it across the timeline. To Scheffler, now Holt on the left side of the circle. To Scheffler for three, no good. Fowler off the rebound. As Fowler will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. To Ream, gets it inside to Gage Pearson, puts the shot up, missed it, but Fowler follows it up. He has six. 6 points for Lance Fowler, 41-5. Putnam with the lead. 4:40 left to play in the second quarter. Scheffler on the left side of the circle. 15-footer on the way. Got it. Noel Scheffler with two. 41-7. Putnam County with the lead and the basketball. As Fowler will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. As he gives the ball to Chase Tomlin now in the ball game for Putnam County. Lance Fowler drives the baseline, puts his shot off glass and got it. 8 points for Lance Fowler. 43-7. Evans across the timeline. Between the two circles, to Scheffler on the left wing. Back to Evans between the two circles. Underneath to Kelly. Kelly cut off by Landon Wood. Kicks it back out to Holt. Now to Scheffler on the left wing. Evans top of the key. Holt on the deep right wing. Kelly for three on the way. No good. And Scheffler saves the ball from going out of bounds in the left corner. Gives it to Penny on the left side of the circle. Now Holt, deep three on the way. No good. As Kelly off the rebound, gives it out to Scheffler. To Evans, another three on the way. Bullseye. Talon Holt with 4 points. 43-10. Putnam County with the lead in the basketball. High post, Landon Wood. He puts it up a little soft. 10-foot runner, got it. 10 points for Landon Wood. 45-10 as Evans to Holt on the right wing. Scheffler on the left wing. Penny on the left baseline. Evans couldn't hang on to the pass. Stole away by Ream. Ream to the house. Lays it up and got it. 12 points for Owen Ream. 47-10 as Princeton wants another timeout. 2:55 left to play in the first half. It's Putnam County 47. And Princeton 10, back in 30 seconds. This is KNN Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Welcome back, everybody. Putnam County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis, as Putnam County goes back into a 2-1-2 zone. As Kelby Thomas back in the ballgame for the Tigers. Thomas at the top of the key gives a Holt on the right wing. Holt back to Thomas between the two circles. Penny now Holt for three. Bullseye! As Holt with 7 points. Heidenwith back in the ballgame. Gives a Fowler at the top of the key. Fowler to Heidenwith. He'll try a three in and out. No good. And Talon Holt off the rebound. Holt down the sideline. Gives it Kelly in the right corner. Now from downtown, another three by Holt. No good. Scheffler tried to save the ball in and saved it inbounds. And it goes off the chest of Hunter Grable. Suddenly, Kelby Thomas, as Scheffler checks out, Thomas will inbound to Morris, gets it inside to Penny. Now Morris drives the baseline, gets it out to Thomas. Three-pointer on the way, airballed it. And out with it comes Landon Wood to Fowler. Fowler gives the ball to Heidenreth on the right wing. Now Landon Wood, free throw line, takes it right to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, got his own rebound, tried it again, missed it, but drew the foul. As the foul's going to be on Holt. Talon Holt with his second personal foul as Wood, free throw lined up, got it. 11 points for Landon Wood. Now Rediger will check back in. And our ball game comes Chase Tomlin. 1:45 left to play in the first half. 11 looking for 12 and didn't get it. But the rebound stayed alive by Rediger. Gets it underneath. Shot put up. Got it. Hunter Grable. 2 points for Grable. Give the assist to Wood. Holt will bring it across the timeline for Princeton to the right side of the circle. Now, three-pointer on the way by Luke Kelly. No good off the left wing. And rebound goes out of bounds off of Putnam County. It'll be Princeton basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. Kelby Thomas will inbound. Thomas looks for somebody as he gets in the right corner to Holt. As Holt brings it out to the right wing now between the two circles. Holt to the free throw line. Thomas at the top of the key. Gives it to Finney. And Finney takes it in the free throw line. Gives it back to Holt. Holt, jump stop, 15, putter on the way, no good. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Landon Wood. So Landon Wood picks up the foul. And Talon Holt will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. He has 7, looking for 8. First shot on the way. Pinballs in and out, no good. As in back in the ball game or in the ball game comes Cooper Boxley. Boxley is in and Luke Kelly checks out. 1:07 left to play in the first half. Holt second free throw up and got it. So Talon Holt with 8 points. With the basketball is Jaden Wyatt. Wyatt kicks it back out to Heidenreth. Now inside it goes to Wood, puts up the shot, no good, gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in. 13 points for Landon Wood, 51-14, as Boxley on the left wing. Morris, now Boxley will try a 3, bullseye, Cooper Boxley with 3 points. Here comes Heidenreth to Wood, down to the left block, lays it off glass and got it. No stopping Landon Wood. He has 15. It's Boxley with the basketball to Holt. Holt gets it ahead to Kelby Thomas. The Morris in the right corner. Now Thomas gives the ball to Finney. Takes a free throw line down the lane. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Through the foul. And the foul's going to be on Landon Wood. That's his second. So two fouls on Landon Wood. And at the line will be Finney, and he made the first free throw. That's his first point of the ball game. Makes it 53-18. As Finney, second free throw on the way, no good. And high for the rebound is Grable. Gives it to Wyatt to Heidenreth. Heidenreth gets it in the corner to Landon Wood, trying to get it back out to Jaden Wyatt, and the pass slapped out of bounds. So it's going to be Rediger to inbound to Wyatt. As Wyatt gives it back to Heidenreth. And now Wyatt will put up a shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's into the first half with the score. Putnam County 53, Princeton 18. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. They offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Putnam County State Bank has a staff that's friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan. Putnam County State Bank, your hometown bank, member FDIC. You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows around 25 tonight under mainly clear skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 41. Lows level off around 37 tomorrow night. Chance for scattered rain showers. Chance for scattered showers Friday with highs in the upper 40s, partly cloudy skies Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 38.
Welcome back, everybody. Putnam County High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game, and it's all Putnam County as they lead the Princeton Tigers 54-18. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Putnam County. Jaden Wyan with 4 points. Lance Fowler with 8. Zach Hyden with 9. Owen Ream with 12 points. Hunter Grable with 2. Dave Pearson with 2. Landon Wood with 15. And Trace Rudiger with 2 points. For Princeton, Luke Kelly with 2 points, Logan Smith with 2, Talon Holt with 8, Jaden Penny with 1 point, Noel Sheffler with 2, and Cooper Boxley with 3. Putnam County led 28-5 after one quarter. Putnam outscored Princeton 25-13 in the second quarter, and lead here at halftime 53-18. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KNM Sports.
The Van Buren County Register, based in Keosauqua, Iowa, is the largest weekly newspaper in southeast Iowa and covers scenic Van Buren County. Check them out for local features, public notices, school information, the sheriff's report, court news, and specials at your local grocery stores. They also do lamination and take passport photos. Call 319-293-3197 for more information or check them out on Facebook page. That's the Van Buren County Register in Keosauqua, Iowa.
Need motorcycle repairs? We offer just what you need at Main Street Motorworks. We specialize in motorcycles, ATVs, side-by-sides, and automotive repairs. Consignments are welcome. We also sell tires and proudly use of AmSoil products. With over 40 years of combined experience, come see the guys at Main Street Motorworks at 101 North Highway 63 in Greentop, Missouri. Or give us a call at 660-949-2337.
Cha-ching! Gas prices just keep going up, and there seems to be no end in sight. It makes good sense to keep your car or truck running well to get optimal gas mileage. Bring your vehicles to the professionals at Buck Brothers Sunny Slope Auto, 710 West Potter Avenue in Kirksville. There you'll get your vehicle tuned up and get the best gas mileage possible, especially as colder weather sets in. Now, you don't want to get stuck out in the cold. Remember, at Buck Brothers Sunny Slope Auto, we don't just work on vehicles, we fix them.
Would you like job security along with great pay and benefits? Panagold, the bakers of Country Hearth Bread Products, offers a starting wage of over $20 an hour, medical and dental coverage, paid holidays, retirement funding, and opportunities for growth and advancement. Panagold has many positions throughout the bakery, so chances are good there's going to be a fit for you that will work with your schedule. Currently, there are openings for production, sanitation, maintenance, shipping, and delivery drivers. Find out more and apply today at CountryHearthJobs.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Putnam County High School. We're at halftime, the boys' game, and Putnam County leading Princeton 54-18. In the girls' game, it was Princeton winning their 16th game of the year by defeating Putnam County 55-49. Mitchell led scoring by Addie Hinkey with 30 points. Lauren Crone with 10, while Putnam County led by Elise Perkins with 12. Jenna Knowles with 10, and Carly Seaton with 14 points. Princeton led 17-10 after one quarter. Princeton outscored Putnam 15-8 in the second quarter and led 32-18 at the half. In the third quarter, Putnam outscored Princeton 20-11. Princeton led 43-38 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Princeton outscored Putnam County 12-11, and Princeton girls won up by 6, 55-49. Princeton improves to 16-7, while Putnam County girls 9-10. And coming up Friday night, more high school basketball for you on KMM. I'll be at North Shelby High School, Knox County, and North Shelby. Then next week, we know we're going to have at least three ball games for you. Next week, the final week of the regular season, we'll have on Wednesday night, Novager at Schuyler County. Thursday, Milan will be at Scotland County. And Friday night, Fayette at Schuyler County. And if we all look at all five schedules, if something comes up on Wednesday night or Tuesday night, we're just going to make a week of it. We'll have a ball game, two ball games for you on Tuesday night. But right now, that's the schedule for next week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And like I say, until I look at the schedule, that's what it's going to be right now. So these drawing nigh the end of the regular season, and then two districts start a week from next Monday night at Schuyler County and Monroe City. At Schuyler County, a Class 2 district, where we'll cover Putnam County, Scotland County, Schuyler County, and Knox County. Then also at the Class 3 district at Monroe City, we'll cover both Clark County girls and boys. So we're not through yet, but the regular season is down to just a handful of games before districts start. As both teams back on the floor, Putnam County around their coach, Kyle Fleischman, the Princeton boys are coming up to around their coach, Damon Collins. As Putnam County comes into this ball game with a record of 17-1, while Princeton 8-13. And right now, it looks like Putnam County well on their way to winning their 18th game of the year. As Putnam County has a game tomorrow night here, they play Maysville. Then they have the Grand River Shootout over the weekend, so they'll pick up maybe a couple more games there. Then they play Canton on Monday night at Canton, and their season's over. So they're looking for another game or two to just kind of keep going until districts, as Princeton will have the basketball to start the second half. Kelby Thomas gets it to Finney at the free throw line. 15-footer, got it. 3 points for Jaden Finney. As Putnam County with the basketball, Jaden Wyatt will bring it across the timeline. Wyatt to Wood at the free throw line. To Wyatt, that's the top of the key. Now Heidenwood between the two circles to Wyatt. Wyatt gives it to Wood at the high post. Underneath, a lob goes to Fowler a little bit too high. Fowler missed the shot, and Holt comes off the rebound. To Thomas on the left wing. Now, three-pointer by Holt, bullseye. That one was from downtown. 11 points for Talon Holt. As Landon Wood will take it right to the hoop, lays it up and got it. 17 for Landon Wood, 56-23. As Thomas gives it to Holt, Thomas in the center circle. Thomas gives it to Kelly on the right wing. Now Finney on the right side of the circle. Kicks it back out to Thomas. Now Kelly. Now Finney takes it down the right lane to the right block. Had the ball slapped out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll be Princeton basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Kelby Thomas will trigger. Thomas looks for somebody. Gets it to Holt. Holt, ball away, 10-footer. In and out, no good. And Landon Wood off the rebound. To Fowler. As Fowler to the top of the key. Finds Wyatt on the left wing. Inside high post, it goes to Landon Wood. He takes it to the hoop, puts it up, no good. Tip up, Wyatt, no good. And Gage Pearson got it, put it up and in. 4 points for Gage Pearson. Makes it 58-23. Holt across the timeline to Thomas. Now Kelly back to Thomas. They get it to Smith in the left corner. Now Holt pops out between the two circles. Holt from the free throw line. Kicks back out to Thomas. Now Kelly to the right wing. Holt, three-pointer on the way. No good. And Heidenwood comes off the rebound to Wyatt. As Wyatt will bring it across the timeline to Heidenwood, right wing. To Wood, underneath it goes to Gage Pearson, puts it up and got it. 6 points for Pearson, give the assist to Wood. Thomas will bring it across the timeline to Kelly, back to Thomas. Inside, they try to find Penny, and stolen away by Landon Wood. Fowler will bring it across the timeline. Heidenwood, long three on the way. Bullseye! Zach Heidenwood with 12 points. 63-23 as Penny takes it to the hoop. 10-foot jumper, no good. Off the rebound, Lance Fowler. Fowler gets it in to Pearson on the left block. Now Wyatt takes it among the trees. Look at the shot. Block. Got it back. Put it back up. Block. And the foul's going to be on Talon Holt. That's his third. Well, check that. It's going to be on Jaden Finney. That's his first. As Wyatt will be at the line. He has four, looking for five and got it. 5 points for Jaden Wyatt. Now Morris checks in and Finney will check out. 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It's Wyatt's second free throw, in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Holt. Holt in a hurry down the far sideline. Pulls up on the left wing. Gets it back out to Morris. And now Kelly will try a three, no good. As Logan, that was Logan. Kelly. That was Kelly made the shot. Logan Smith back in the ball game. Wyatt, top of the key. Fowler on the left wing. Heidenwood, top of the key from downtown. Bullseye! 15 points for Heidenwood, his pick three of the ball game. 67-23. Thomas gets the ball to Holt. Now Logan Smith in the left corner. Smith, one dribble, looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it out to Thomas. Thomas to Holt on the right wing. Step back, three on the way. No good. And rebound, Morris put up a shot blocked by Fowler. And they may call a foul on Landon Wood. And they do. So Wood picks up his third personal foul. So three fouls for Landon Wood. And to the line will go Mason Morris. Eyes it, fires it, missed it. As Morris looking for his first point of the game, as Rediger will check in. Owen Lean will check in. Out will go Jaden Wyatt. And Landon Wood will set down. As Morris set for his second free throw. It's on the way. Got it. So Mason Morris has his first point of the game. Makes it 67-24 as Heidenwood to Reen. Now Rediger on the left wing, trying to get it inside. Pearson saved it in bounds, but right to Holt. As Holt will bring it across the timeline. Spots the three, bullseye. That's 14 points for Talon Holt. And it's 67-27 as Gage Pearson with the basketball gets it to Rediger. Off glass, got it. And for Trace, that's four. 3:37 left to play in the third quarter. Thomas with the basketball. To Kelly on the right wing, tries a three. On the way, no good. And Heidenwood comes off the rebound, gets it ahead to Fowler. Fowler across the free throw line. Back to Heidenwood, another three on the way, missed it. And Morris comes off the rebound to Kelly. Gets it to Holt. And Holt across the timeline to the left wing to Thomas. Thomas looks for somebody. And out will pop Holt between the two circles. As Holt guarded by Heidenwood. And now the basket clears through the paint, picked up by Kelly. Kelly gives it back to Thomas, inside to Morris. Bounce pass to Smith. Puts up the shot. No good. Tip up. Got it. And that would have to go to Morris. I honestly think Gates Pearson tipped it in, but Morris was the closest. So it's going to be Lance Fowler across the timeline to Zach Heidenwith. To Lance Fowler, to Heidenwith on the right wing. Skips to the left wing to Ream for three. No good. And fight for the rebound. Morris comes away with it. Gives it to Thomas. As Thomas will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Ream. High post. He goes to Morris. Put up a shot. Rejected by Lance Fowler. Picked up by Holt for three. Bullseye. Allen Holt with 17 points. 69-32. Putnam with the lead in the basketball. Ream will take it to the 10-foot of the basket on the left wing. Missed the shot, and Holt over the rebound. Holt gives it to Thomas on the left wing to Holt between the two circles to Kelly. Now Logan Smith at the high post. Out on the left wing, he goes to Thomas. Holt has it between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Putnam County as Holt takes it to the block, puts up the shot, blocked by Fowler. Fowler gives it back out to Ream, and Ream walks with it. So now Evans and Scheffler both check back in for Princeton, and Heidenwith and Gage Pearson both check out. Coming back in is Hunter Grable. And also Tomlin will check in. So Evans will walk it across the timeline. 1:30 left to play in the third quarter. Evans guarded by Tomlin between the two circles. Bad pass taken by Ream. Ream with the left hand puts it up and got it. 14 points for Owen Ream. 71-32. Putnam County with the lead. Here comes Holt to the right wing. Skips it to Kelly on the left wing. Kelly will try three. Rims in and out, no good. And off of the rebound comes Lance Fowler. Fowler brings it to the top of the key. Ream gets it inside to Grable. Now he gives it up to Trace Rediger, and he has six. Gives Grable the assist as Evan to the top of the key. Scheffler. To Morris, now three-pointer on the way by Holt from downtown off the left wing. No good. Trace Rediger off the rebound. Gives it to Fowler. Fowler at the top of the key to Chase Tomlin. Well, that's Grable. Now on the right corner, it goes to Rediger, to Fowler, and right through Fowler's hands and out of bounds. As Boxley will check back in. And out of the ball game will come Luke Kelly, as Princeton will have it with 15 seconds. Evans gets the ball to Boxley. Now Evans will try a three, bullseye. So Clay Evans with 3 points, 73-35. As Wyatt gives it to Ream, three-pointer on the way, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Putnam County 73, Princeton 35. Back in a moment. This is KMAN Sports.
Veteran Spotlight, sponsored by Navy Federal Credit Union. Last fall, hundreds of veterans ran a relay from New York to Atlanta in an effort to combat feelings of isolation. Team Red, White, and Blue's Mike Irwin helped organize.
Team Red, White, and Blue's mission really is to help foster that sense of community that we felt when we were on active duty and that we often leave behind when we transition to the civilian world.
Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, proudly serving the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families for over 80 years. Federally insured by NCUA.
Entertainment Insider, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Law & Order SVU is both bingeable and educational. Mariska Hargitay's character, Olivia Benson, inspires fans to make real-life career choices.
She said, Mariska, I said, yes. She said, I probably am your biggest fan. You changed my life, and I'm going to become a psychologist for victims of sexual assault and domestic violence.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today.
And welcome back, everybody. Putnam County High School. 8 minutes left to play in the boys' game. And Putnam County leading Princeton 73-35. And Putnam County with the basketball as Owen Ream will inbound to Wyatt. Ream to the right wing. Now Tomlin in the right corner gets back to Wyatt. To Rediger. Now Ream will climbs the baseline, throws up a 5-foot runner, missed it, and off the rebound comes Holt. As Holt brings it across the timeline between the two circles, gets it to Evans, 3-pointer on the way out of the right corner, no good. And off the rebound comes Grable. Grable to Wyant, to Ream, inside Rediger. Rediger, too far out of the basket, tried to pass it out and stolen away by Evans. Now Evans will take it to the block, lays it up, got it. 5 points for Clay Evans. 73-37 as Jaden Wyant has it between two circles to Tomlin. Now Ream inside to Grable. Grable had the ball slapped out of his hand by Morris. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Owen Ream will trigger. Ream gets it inside to Rediger, puts it up and got it. 8 points for Trace Rediger. So Rediger has 8. Now Scheffler on the right wing to Evans on the right corner. Looks for somebody. Holt comes over to help him out of a double team. Holt to Evans, puts up a shot blocked by Tomlin, and a rebound saved in bounds by Wyant right to Evans. Boxley, which has it at the top of the key, tried to get it inside to Morris. Now a 3-pointer by Scheffler, no good. And off of the rebound comes Chase Tomlin. Tomlin gives it to Wyant, and Wyant will bring it across the timeline. Backs in, puts the shot up, missed it. And the rebound comes off to Grable. Puts the shot up, missed it, but I think he drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Mason Morris. So Morris picks up the foul. That's his first. And to the line will go Hunter Grable. He has 2 points. Looking for three. Isaac fires it. Missed it. 5:35 and counting left to play in the ball game. 75-37, Putnam County with the lead. As Grable with 2, looking for 3. Eyes it, fires it, got it. So Grable has 3 points, 76-37. Holt brings it across the timeline. Boxley has it at the top of the key. Now Morris down the left lane in the left corner to Evans. To Boxley on the left wing. Morris at the high post. Hunter Holt will try a 3. No good. And Tomlin off the rebound. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Morris, and that's his second. So 2 fouls on Morris, and Logan Smith will check back in. Now, Kyle Fleischman wants a timeout. 4:46 left to play in the game. It's Putnam County 76, Princeton 37. As Kyle Fleischman wants to make sure everybody's on the same page, as they have Grable in there with Wyant. Also, Chase Tomlin in there, along with Owen Ream and Trace Rediger. So, Kyle Fleischman sends him back out on the floor. Of course, it's a running clock right now. Only stops on timeout. So both teams back on the floor. Putnam will have the basketball as Chase Tomlin will inbound. Tomlin gets it in to Jaden Wyant. Wyant will walk the ball across the timeline, gives it to Tomlin on the right wing. Now Wyant at the top of the key, back to Tomlin. He'll try 3 on the way. No good. Tipped up by Wyant. Got it. 7 points for Jaden Wyant. Now Gage Pearson gets set to check in. They get the ball down low to Evans. Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Chase Tomlin. So Tomlin's going to pick up the foul. That's his first. And Gage Pearson will check in. Let's see who checks out. Well, there's only 5 out there, so I'll figure out who checked out in a minute. Inbounds pass to Holt. Cross court to the right corner goes to Evans. Now Boxley back to Holt on the left wing. To the right corner to Evans. Evans to Boxley on the right wing. Back to Evans in the right corner. Evans will stop in the paint, put up a shot, no good. And Redinger off of the rebound, gets it ahead to Tomlin. As Tomlin takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. That last touch by Holt. So it'll be putting the basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Tyler Kaufman will check in. And Talon Holt will set down. So Weem will inbound to the right wing to Tomlin. Puts up his shot. No good, but the Grable there to put it back up and in. 5 points for Hunter Grable. Scheffler with the basketball to Evans up to, between the two circles. They get it on the right wing to Boxley. Now Scheffler on the give and go, takes it to the basket, puts up his shot. He's blocked by Redinger, but they're going to call the foul on Trace, I think. Yep, Trace Redinger picks up the foul. That's his first. As Landon Wood gets set to check back in. Scheffler, first one up, got it. Noel Scheffler with 3 points. As now, Grable will check out. Landon Wood will check in. We give a chance to the seniors come in. He'll bring them out to an ovation. Should happen that way. Down to 2 minutes. That's Gage Pearson with the basketball, bringing it across the timeline. He tried to dump it down to Redinger, and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Tyler Kaufman. That's his first. Now, Ream will try to get the ball. He tried to get the ball into Landon Wood, slapped out of bounds. So Ream again will inbound. Ream gets it in to Wood in the left corner. Kicks it back out to Chase Tomlin, top of the key. Now Pearson on the right wing to Tomlin. Top of the key will try three, no good. And the rebound tips around, and out with it comes Evans. Evans down the far sideline. He'll try a three, no good. Boxley off the rebound, back to Evans. Evans will try the 15-footer, no good off the baseline. Ream off the rebound. The Gage Pearson pulls up on the left wing. Bad pass, thrown away by Logan Smith. To Evans, put up a shot, blocked by Redinger. Now a ball loose on the floor. They call a jump ball. And alternating possession stays with Princeton with 45 seconds left to play. But maybe they're not going to take the seniors out. As inbounds pass to Boxley, tried to get it to Evans, and the pass is slapped out of bounds by Gage Pearson. So it's going to be Kaufman on the near sideline. Gets it into Boxley. Boxley in the center circle. Gets the ball to Scheffler. Scheffler at the timeline in a double team. Gets it out to Evans. And he's knocked down by Gage Pearson. As Pearson slapped the ball out of bounds. No foul on the play. Kaufman gets it in to Smith for three. Kiss at home. Bullseye. And now a three-pointer on the way. No good. And that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Putnam County 80 and Princeton 42. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
This is Jeff Behrens with Girth Funeral Service. We are proud to announce that we are a certified green burial funeral home. We are ready to honor your wishes regarding burial or cremation. We are adapting to changes in the industry and will offer compassion in arranging the services a family desires at an affordable price. As a funeral home, we understand the importance of honoring your family's wishes, because our family has been serving your family since 1904. Stop in at the Girth Funeral Home for a free pre-need consultation.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Auto insurance companies can be a target for fraudsters who shop for accident victims who may or may not need treatment. Don't get involved in insurance fraud. If you're in an accident, talk to your insurance company first. Don't provide your insurance or personal information to someone that solicits you. If you are injured, only deal with legitimate medical professionals and facilities. If you suspect medical fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Welcome back, everybody, to Putnam County High School. It's the final as the Putnam County Midgets win their 18th game of the year by defeating Princeton 80-42. Let's take a look at the scoring force for Putnam County. Jaden Wyatt with 7 points. Lance Fowler with 8. Zach Hyden with 15. Owen Ream with 14. Hunter Grable with 5. Gage Pearson with 6. Landon Wood with 17. And Trace Rudiger with 8 points. For the Tigers from Princeton, Luke Kelly with 2 points, Clay Evans with 5, Logan Smith with 5, Talon Holt with 17, Jaden Finney with 3, Mason Morris with 3, Noah Scheffler with 4, and Cooper Boxley with 3. Putnam County led 28-5 after one quarter. Putnam outscored Princeton 25-13 in the second quarter to lead 53-18 at the half. In the third quarter, Putnam outscored Princeton 20-17. Putnam led 73-35 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, both teams scored 7, and Putnam County wins it 80-42. Putnam County improves to 18-1, while Princeton boys 8-14. In the girls' game, it was Princeton winning their 16th game of the year by defeating Putnam County 55-49. Princeton led in scoring by Hattie Henke with 30 points. Lauren Crone with 10, while Putnam County led by Elise Perkins with 12 points, Jenna Knowles with 10, and Carly Seaton with 14. Princeton jumped out 17-10 after one quarter. Princeton outscored Putnam 15-8 in the second quarter to lead 32-18 at the half. In the third quarter, Putnam outscored Princeton 20-11, and Princeton led 43-38 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Princeton outscoring Putnam County 12-11, and Princeton girls won it 55-49. Princeton improves to 16-7, while Putnam County 9-10. So it was a Putnam County Princeton split tonight here at Putnam County High School. As in the girls' game, it was Princeton defeating Putnam County 55-49, and the boys' game you just heard. It was Putnam County winning their 18th game of the year by defeating Princeton 80-42. As Putnam County led in scoring by Zach Hyden with 15, Owen Ream with 14, Landon Wood with 17, while Princeton led by Talon Holt with 17. Putnam County 18-1, Princeton 8-14. Coming up on Friday, our next basketball game on KMEM, I'll be at North Shelby High School, Knox County, and North Shelby. For producer Dave Bowden from Putnam County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
And tonight's game has been brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors, and they include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, north of Memphis.